This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. The rally seems to have fizzled out. The markets appear to have priced in most of the good news, whether it's the strong earnings season, the potential EPS upgrades, the budget, because for the last 3 days, the markets have been moving sideways with a negative bias. Again, the correction from the top that we hit on the 16th of February is not much. So on the Nifty, in the last 3 days, though we've closed in the red, we're just down about 2%, and the Nifty Bank is down about 3% in that period of 3 days. So again, it's not much given the kind of ferocious rally that we've seen. So we could expect more of the sideways consolidation, consolidation for our markets, and that appears to be the trend even globally, where S&P 500 has closed in the red for the third consecutive day. The US jobs report was worse than expected, but today you had the Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen batting for big stimulus, so let's see whether that can spur the bulls. The two macro indicators that we've been tracking, one is the US 10-year yield still at 1.29%, and Brent crude is sub $64 per barrel mark, which means incrementally, there is no negative news. Also, for our own markets, bear in mind, we've seen net institutional selling for the last 3 days. FIs are buyers, 900 crore in the cash. The DIIs have sold 1,200 crore. But as you would see, net institutional selling was close to about 300 crore, and that seems to be putting pressure. But again, it appears to be just profit booking after the kind of run-up that we've seen, because the on-ground demand indicators appear to be positive. For the month of January, the e-way bills, rail freight, power demand, all continue to point to optimism. Some stocks which you should keep on your radar this morning: one, Ambuja Cement, where the earnings have been better than what the street was anticipating. Telecom stocks, Bharti in particular, because Bharti has added more subscribers than Reliance Jio for the fifth consecutive month. So the street will like that. Apart from that, keep your eye out on Shilpa Medicare, because three products have been exempted from the import alert, are the company's largest revenue source. So in that sense, it's a positive. IDFC First Bank has taken an enabling resolution to raise funds to the tune of 3,000 crore rupees. NMDC, where the Doni Malai mine has restarted, it's a positive. Oil India and EIL, Oil India in consortium with EIL, has decided to bid for acquiring a 61% stake in BPCL's Numaligarh Refinery Limited. So that's also a positive. So these are some stocks that you need to keep on your mind. But as I said, the broad trend appears to be that of consolidation. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Have a great trading session and then enjoy your weekend. We'll be back next week to stack up all the cues that you need to prepare. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.